It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So today I want to talk to you about my experience with used clothes. All my life, since I was a baby, I have to use it clothes. But I'm talking about used clothes before I use it. And I know this because I asked my mom if she bought me used clothes as a baby. And she said, like, yeah. So since I was a little girl, I remember that my clothes were always bought using. And the only time I bought new clothes was Christmas and New Year. And those times our economy was not as bad as it is now. Only that my mom and dad have always have a horrible administration. They always like to waste money and buy garbage. Even through all, sometimes they make good presage, but it doesn't show much. I remember when I started growing up, on one Christmas, my mom didn't buy me new clothes, and at that moment, I realized that we are really screwed up. You know, when the Christmas presents, when you use it, I feel that we really have money problems. In fact, I'm recording this podcast with an iPhone 7, and it's my first iPhone, and my mom bought this cell phone for a friend so they can see the situation. And I'm grateful because I take care of my cell phone like it was gold, because if something happens to it, goodbye podcast. Since you know my context, before we continue talking, I want to tell you that I am not doing this episode to ask you for money or anything. In fact, my episode do not even have like ads until today. I'm recording this, so don't worry now. And okay, first of all, I want to clarify that buying used clothes or free clothes doesn't mean that you are poor or that you are broke, like in my case, you know what I mean? And I know it doesn't, because my parents don't like to buy used clothes, and if they had money, you know, enough, they will buy used clothes. My parents, and especially my dad, are very superficial, and their way of thinking affect me, you know, my confidence a lot and that stuff. I started to be afraid of the world's used clothes, secondhand clothes. My biggest fear was that I will be with my friends and they will bring up, you know, that subject. And I went to high school for rich kids. And not because I was rich, but because I tried so hard to get into that school. And it was my dream as I was in the kindergarten. But I didn't last long in that school, just 2 years. But I am not going to tell you about that school. And because I am not into that school anymore in this episode, maybe in another one, or maybe never, because it's, you know, it is not something I like to remember. The fact is that in that school, we used to wear uniform. And don't worry, the uniform was new. But for 2 years, I wore the same skirt every day. So imagine that situation. The problem was the sports clothes. We didn't have sports uniforms. So there was a competition about who had the best sports accessories, tennis, leggings, and, you know, shirts. I want to say here that my secondhand clothes were of very good quality. My clothes did not look like they were, you know, secondhand in generally. And they were of very good brands and at a very good price, actually. I have clothes of great brands that cost me like $2. The most I have spent for a piece of clothing has been $5. I know it's incredible, but let's keep going. Then in my school, I always wore very nice clothes, good quality of reconnaissance brands. And it didn't seem that they were secondhand clothes. And many of my friends who were not really my friends thought I was rich, you know, a rich girl. And that made me feel even more insecure, you know, about myself. I never say anything besides they made me bullying about my physique, and not only my body, but also my face, my smile, practically everything. And I decided to stay quiet because I did not want my clothes to also be a reason for, you know, be a joke or something like that. Though this day, I'm afraid of meeting those friends on the street one day. I don't know why, actually. So, secondhand clothes were one of my biggest insecurities since I was a child. But since I left that school, I was like reborn. Okay, now you know more about me. You know part of my story that it's so interesting. Actually, no, it's boring as fuck. But right now, all my clothes are secondhand clothes, and by all my clothes, I mean my, like, thin shirts, one pair of pajamas, two pair of pants, a pair of leggings, two tops, and three shorts. Yeah, in fact, at this moment, I have my favorite beautiful blue skirt, which says Surf in 2014, and I love it. My shirt is 6 years old, and it's so beautiful, actually. I like it. It looks old because of the letters, but the color, it's still a beautiful bright blue, you know, bright, like, blue. And I wash it every week, okay? Bro has been the best Versace of my life, and I'm sure it costs less than $2. So, the truth at this moment is that I am very happy for each one of my pieces of clothing. I love them. I'm very grateful. And then I'm, you know, going to cry that day I throw them away, because even if they break, I'm going to continue wearing them because I know they look great. Now that I'm a more, you know, older, even though I'm still a teenager, I want to say I love secondhand clothes. The truth is that I am grateful for, you know, for not having bought clothes in these 2 years, except that I bought a new blouse, like, from Ariana Grande last year when she, you know, brought out, like, the H&M pink collection that says, like, Thank You Next. But, you know, that's what the only Versace I actually bought. So, I think it's okay. And now, I'm going to give you some reasons that changed my way of thinking and helped me to eliminate this silly insecurity that my father created in me, because it was him, not my friends. You know, everything starts at home. First, you can afford better things and add the unique pieces to your closet. Bro, I have, you know, had the same blouses for 2 years, and they look fantastic. They cost less than $5, and I have never seen anyone in my same clothes. Not the other one, it's not financially exploited type labor and children. You know, look at the label of any blouse or jacket, and see if, you know, it is made in India, Africa, or Asia, where labor is cheap and human rights, you know, are not priority. You know, by choosing, you know, to wear a secondhand garment, you take away the power of unfair trade. You know, you support actually the local economy, which it's so important. You know, save your money. Actually, bro, why saving money? It's wrong. Tell me a reason. I love coupons and offers. When I have my job, I want to be one of that ladies that goes on the supermarket, you know, grocery store, and buys a lot of, you know, things and spend less money. You know, it feels like good, and oh, I don't know, that's gonna be maybe my future addiction, because it's awesome. Actually, the other is more responsible consumers. By buying and selling in thrift stores, you are being much less consumist, since you are not throwing away what does not serve you, but you are buying things that someone no longer uses, and at the same time, you are giving second life to clothes that no longer work for you. And finally, my favorite reason I will never stop buying second-hand clothes is environmental aid. It makes the life cycle longer, and this generates a reduction in environmental impact. Reusing clothes and objects, it's a sustainable gesture for the environment. You know, more than a lot of liters, I don't know how to pronounce, it's like 3 and 3 zeros actually of water are needed to manufacture a pair of jeans. So, like 3 K, I don't know, but it's a lot of liters of water. And the most worrying thing is that the water used, it's probably, you know, drinking water, which is freaking sad and frustrating for me. If we recycle the clothes, it means that we won't pay the price by, you know, say, I don't know how to pronounce, say, saying the future of the environment. At this waste will generate damage to natural loss of habits for animals and contamination of natural resource. And we are thus the waste generating the production progress go everywhere, you know, to the waters, to the land, and the air, and mainly to your immediate sewage things. I don't know how to pronounce. I think I don't pronounce that word right. It's immediately surroundings. I'm so sorry. But, friends, I invite you to buy local by Instagram stores in your city, secondhand clothes. You know, guys, I buy secondhand clothes because I really don't have, you know, money, but I can still have and buy new clothes. But you know, something I want to contribute the environment, I want to save money, and I don't give a shit what other people say, and you should care either. It, you know, it's good to buy new clothes, but be a responsible consumer. I'm so grateful with what I have, and don't worry, I'm poor because of the bad management that my parents and that administration that they had. And don't worry, it's the last time I'm going to remind of you, you know, of my economy. But for me, this episode, it was necessary. I learned many things, but the most important thing is that clothes are not important to me, okay? And judging, it's one of the worst things, you know, things in the world, and it's slowly killing you. Be happy for what you have, but work for what you want, okay? You have finally arrived at the end of this episode. My main, you know, intention is to help, you know, the environment. It is important to, you know, the clothes, but actually clothes are not important. I hope you have a beautiful day. And if you have secondhand clothes, I want to say thank you. Thank you for helping us all. Thank you for saving the planet. Thank you for helping your community. You should be proud. So wear those clothes as if you were on a runway with confidence. So see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.